We are up to Siman Tzadi Tes. We'll be learning Mamash Inyon of the Yoyme. We'll be learning the Siman, which speaks about how much a person he should drink in order to be excluded from Shmoneh Esah. So we'll be learning the halachas with regards to being Shikha and Shmoneh Esah. Not that anybody's got any experience in it, but it's the Gemara says Hilchas of the Mashicha. Exactly, yes. Yes, it's really relevant. It really is relevant with regards to Purim. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Din shot Siman Tzadi Tes, Pech Kuf Lamed. Din shosui v'shikoy letfila. Somebody is slightly drunk and completely drunk for Shmoneh Esah. What's the halacha regards to Shmoneh Esah? Shosui yayin. Somebody who drank wine. Kedei ravi'is. The amount of a ravi'is, which is not particularly much. Revis. Al yispalel, he should not daven, at shiyosi yeinoi, until the wine has gone away from him, is not affecting me anymore. So when you drink even a revis, you should not daven Shmoneh Esah. Then he continues, and he says as follows. Ve'im shosa yoisa. Now, if you drank even more than that, so lechatchila, don't drink a revis, if you want to daven Shmoneh Esah. If you did daven, bedi evet, im shosa yoisa, if you drank more than a revis, then, im u yochel leidabe lifnei ha-melech, if you are able to speak before a king, then im ispalel tfilosei tefilo. If you davened, then bedi evet, yo yoitze. Vim eino yochel leidabe lifnei ha-melech, if you drank so much wine, that you're unable to talk before a king, then emis palel, if you did daven tefilos teiva, your tefillah is abomination. It's totally inappropriate, and it's not an acceptable Shmoneh Esah. And therefore, tzarich lachzoy v'leis palel, you'll need to go over Shmoneh Esah again. Kshiyasi yeino me'olav, when the wine has gone away from him, when it doesn't affect him anymore. What happens? V'afilim ovaz man tefillah. Even if the time of tefillah is past, mashlim oiso betfillah shachareo, you will daven afterwards. You will be mashlim, you'll complete that tefillah in the next Shmoneh Esah, kedin shoygeg like a shoygeg. As you're considered a shoygeg, says the Ramah, v'din kriya shma kedin tefillah, the same halacha will also apply with regards to Shmoneh Esah. Aval shah brochois, but all the other brochois, yochoy leispalel, you can't daven. You can say all the other brachos. You can say hafal pi, even though you're shikha, even though you're shikha. So again, just to recap, don't drink a revi'is and then Shmoneh Esah. If you did, then it depends. But yebe or daloche is. If you're in a state that you're unable to talk before the king, completely gone, then you're not even yotze but yevet. You'll have to daven the next Shmoneh. You'll have to daven Shmoneh Esah again. And if it's next, if it's going to be Mincha or Maya, whatever it is, you have to daven a second Shmoneh Esah. Yashogi, you daven again. But yeah, you're not Yotze. You can't daven Shmoneh Esah in that state. If you drank more than a Revi'is, however, but you're still able to talk in front of a king, then, not like a Tchila, but yeah, it's fine, the Tfila was Yotze to Shmoneh Esah. What about if it's not wine? What about if it's a good whiskey? You said whiskey is good. Good whiskey. What if it's a good whiskey? Good whiskey. What's the halacha then? Does the halacha change at all?
Even worse than wine.
Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Aleph. Shasa yain. V'nireh duwadin shamashkin ha-meshakin. It's not only wine. It's any drink, that any alcoholic beverage. There's no difference with regards to as we learned with regards to halacha and mitzias kapayim of duchening, a kohen is not allowed to duchen if he has drank wine. So this is the same. Is drank any other alcoholic beverage, makes no difference as to whether it's wine or any other alcohol. Similarly here as well, it makes no difference. By the way, just as a little footnote, is there on Purim? What's halacha on Purim? Is there any difference between wine and whiskeys, vodkas? Any difference?
There is a
hiyuv
in the way to drink wine, isn't there?
That's right. There is. That's right. Oh, right. So There is definitely a makor, at least in Rashi, but could even be in other poskim as well, that one should, the chiyuv of mishteh and simcha should be coming from wine. And any other alcohol may not be fulfilling the yotzei according to all the deaths. So you should definitely wine more than any other alcohol. It's not brought down though in Shulchan Aruch, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Chelik of a minion. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you're right. We learned. To be honest, I don't remember. Do you remember what we learned? I don't remember if it's officially considered a. Rabbi Sai, can a person who is drunk be counted as a minion? I think that is considered. Rabbi Sai, what do you think? What do you tell anybody? He's probably. I think Rabbi Feingold, it's worthwhile investigating, but I think that he's definitely. He's potu. You're talking about if he's not able to daven before the Melech, or if he is able. If he's unable, then he's potter, so he's exempt. Correct. Yeah, I think he won't add to a minion. Yeah. Yeah, it's worthwhile double checking this, but I think that's the halacha. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Beis discuss an important point. What happens if a person drinks wine, and you know what, he thinks even more than a revi is? But he doesn't drink it in one go. A little sip here, a bit more there, a bit more later, and it takes quite a long time until he actually has that revius. Is that a problem or not? And he wants to daven Shmoneh Esrei. He's at more than revius. Put on it one shot. Problem? Not problem. No problem? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Cotton Beis, Kedei Revius. V'dafke im shesoy bevas achas. This is dafke if he drank in one go. If you had it in two goes, oy, alternatively, if you watered it, if you diluted it, mota, it's fine. This is with regards to the revius. But if you had a lot more than a revius, you had a proper revius, if the wine affects you, then ultimately you're affected by the wine, so then it doesn't make a difference how you drank it. Took an hour to drink it, took many. If you are ultimately affected by the wine, it doesn't make it how you drink it. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Sifkotan Dalet is talking about the following case. You should wait until the wine doesn't affect you anymore, it's removed from you, it doesn't affect you anymore. If a person drinks a lot of wine and he doesn't get affected by having revius. So what's the halacha then? Nevertheless, this is a fascinating halacha, Rabbi Sai. We're learning. So if a person is really drunk, then we understand, depends if he cannot talk in front of the king, fit is nothing. If he can't talk in front of the king, b'diavad is yotze. But we're learning, lechatchila, don't drink revius wine, and then afterwards, daven, lechatchila. Now, the question Mishnah Berurah poses, what about if he's really unaffected, a kind of person that has wine regularly, and he's not affected by having revius? Can he have a good revius, but he's not going to get affected, he's not going to get drunk one bit, he's totally normal afterwards. He drinks that revius. Can he lechatchila drink revius, knowing that he's going to daven Shmoneh Esrei afterwards, yes or no? He's not going to get affected, totally not affected. Problem or not a problem? Lechatchila. No. That's right. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Lechatchila, says the Mishnah Berurah over in Sifkotan Dalet, that Lechatchila is spal if you don't, Lechatchila don't. When the Shulchan Aruch said, Shoso yain kide revius al ispalel at shios yeinoi, it's even referring to somebody like that. Don't have revius wine if you know you're going to daven Shmoneh Esrei shortly. Yeah. 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 Yeah, so that is referring to not Shmoneh Esrei, it's referring to Shah Brochus, which you can even daven when you're completely shikah. Shah Brochus, Rama says. Hamarif. Yeah, don't, yeah. Yeah, I hear that. So, the biggest amos in itself won't be a problem because the amos says any brachas you can drink when you're shikah. But, Shmoneh Esrei afterwards would be not lechatchila. If it would not be lechatchila. Yeah. Yeah, I hear. If you take a drink, the Ravi is, unless you can, yeah, I hear.
So why is brachas
mazon
different?
Because amosin is shah brachas, other brachas. Other brachas, we're learning that when it comes to other brachas, then you can be even shikah. We're not, it's Shmoneh Esrei, it's something about Shmoneh Esrei being right in front of the king. Yeah, it looks like it's not that, you're right. It looks like over here it's not that, it's not compared to Shmoneh Esrei, you're right. I heard many years ago, yes?
About Kishma.
About Kishma, that's right, good question. Kishma is, as we learned over here, like Shmoneh Esrei. Very interesting, yeah. It's a good question.
If you're shikah, you can't say Kishma.
Correct.
Even if you miss the time.
Yeah.
Why is it
yeah.
like not more widespread on Purim?
On Purim. Before Nacht, you want to daven Maariv before Nacht. Because the Chachil Adama says in Hilchos Purim that one should the Suda is part of Purim. You need to have it on Purim, and therefore you can't. You have to have it. You have to start at the very least. As the Loshna Ramo, if I'm not mistaken, is that Roiv Suda should be Beyoim. So what do you want to do? You daven Maariv and then do the Suda? You can't have the Suda, it's ready after Purim. Yeah. So yeah, but Purim is a bit of a question. It's a bit of a question about Purim. I mean, if people are really drunk. But I want to point out of it something which I had many years ago. I remember I was a bach in Gates of the Shiva. And I remember hearing from Dying Krauss. He's now the Dying Krauss. He wasn't dying then. And I remember I was on Purim, I went to him. And then he asked me a question. He asked me, why is it that, he was a young man in Köln then, and he asked me, why is it that a person who shos a reviz yayin, lechatchila don't daven Shmoneh Esrei? We're talking about somebody who's clearly not affected by the wine. So what's the difference? What's the difference? If he's not affected, why is Taka the problem? What's Taka, if he's not affected? I understand if he's unable to talk to the front of the king, don't daven Shmoneh Esrei. I understand if somebody's tipsy, don't daven in front of the king. But why? Daven a reviz, you're not affected, don't daven, why not? Yeah. Gaiva, very interesting. Gaiva, it's a kind of gaiva. That's an interesting thought.
We learned it about drinking
before Shachris, correct.
If it's alcoholic,
yeah, there's even non-alcoholic, yeah. Yeah. So over here we're talking about it, but even it's not before Shachris, it could be before Maariv as well. Yeah. So I remember what he told me, and I believe he said it in the name of the altar from Slabotka. Don't know, but this is too long ago to know exactly whom he quoted, but the vort that he said, I remember clearly. He said that, you know what, could be is not drunk at all. But ultimately, we have to realize, when we talk in front of the king, when we talk in front of Ribbono Shel Olam, we need absolute clarity, to be absolutely, completely, glass, crystal clear. We need to be totally focused and concentration. However much he drinks regularly, and even if he's not really affected deeply by the wine, but ultimately, it will do something. He won't be 100%. He'll be 99.9%, but he won't be 100%. And that's not the way davens Ribbono Shel Olam lechatchila. That's not the way we daven. Really, when we daven, we should be completely focused, completely concentrated, and that's not the right approach, therefore, to daven Shmoneh Esrei, to the king, to the melech malchem lochem, after having a bit of even a revius of wine. What a beautiful word. I think it's really interesting. But Rabbi said, how does it work with regards to alcohol and driving? Don't drink and drive. Well, how much is also revius? How much is it? Do they test? How does it work there? Never been tested. Is a problem. Even less than is a problem. Even.
You'd be okay with probably flying more than a
beer. I heard that somebody who has a dollar proper thing, it could be a problem.
Depends on the person's body.
The person's, what do they check?
They breathalyze. There is a government
guidelines.
Yeah, but it depends on the body.
It depends on the body. I mean, that if somebody, so what it affects, but surely they can't check how the body.
They can.
They can. And that they will check your just how much you absorbed.
Alcohol you've got in your breath.
And that will show, but surely somebody is more used to drinking wine, he won't be as affected. Gives him a bit. You want some, it's really good.
As well, yeah.
Okay, good. That's interesting. Okay. What does that mean, Toeva? If somebody davens and he's unable to daven for the king, it's Toeva. What does that mean? Mishnah Berurah says, Vavakilu Oved Akum. If somebody davens, doesn't daven when he's shikah, he's nitzel mikol tzor. It's very interesting that people get. Yeah, I remember in Gates Yeshiva. Do you remember that? You remember Gates Yeshiva on Purim? Yeah, people were mama so shikah. They were sometimes so shikah. And they would drink. So, you know, I'm saying, and they would daven shmoneh esrei. So it says that if somebody's really drunk and he doesn't daven shmoneh esrei, he'll be saved from tzoras. Okay. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Ziv Beis. Derech mil v'sheino kol shehu mafig in esayayin. If somebody walks a mill, and we mentioned previously a mill is quite a walk. Somebody walks a mill, v'sheino, or he sleeps a little bit, mafig in esayayin, it will take away the wine. Somebody sleeps a bit, he goes for a nap, or he goes for a walk, takes away the wine. Is that so, Rabbi Yisai? Is that your experience as well? Somebody's like a little bit tipsy, goes for a walk. Does that help? Will help?
Does that mean then if you had loads more than a revius and you went for a walk?
Well, then it still depends. Yeah, it says the Shulchan Aruch. V'hana melek sheshos revius. That's all if you talk to revius, if you drank a revius. So we said, don't daven if you drank a revius. So that if you actually went for a walk or you went for sleep, then it's actually fine. Havelim shos yoisa, but if you drank more than a revius, kol shen shesheno meshakar toy v'derech toy radetoy. If you drank more than a revius and you're really drunk, then sleep will make you even more dizzy. And if you go around, if you go for a walk, it's going to make you even more gone. So that's not going to help. Does that make sense? Or you think that it will help? Somebody's really drunk. Take him for a walk. Is that going to help?
It should do.
So here it says that it actually, it's not going to help him that much. All this that we're saying that walking helps, that's only if he's going by feet, he's going by walk. But if he's riding on a donkey, on an animal, or in fact in his other drunk friend, if he's riding on anything, then it will remove his wine, it will help. I'm just noticing, Mr. Berlin, that I made a mistake. I'd forgotten something really important. And you're right, and I was wrong. Mr. Berlin, because I'm seeing that Mishnah Berurah Cotton Tess, who actually equals Pirkas Hamazon let's see Sif Cotton Tess. Havel Shah Brochas, we learned that Shah Brochas, earlier Mishnah Berurah, Klal Bezeaf, Pirkas Hamazon, Shidereis. No, Pirkas Hamazon, as I said earlier, benching is the same category as Shah Brochas, as any other Brochas, and even if you drank more than Revius, and even if you're drunk completely, it's fine. So as I said earlier. Very good. So Sivkot Yud explains exactly the point that you mentioned earlier, and indeed, somebody who is drunk, he will not be mitzarev to a minion. Okay, so it's sometimes in some places pretty hard to find a minion in Matzavurim. Don't count the ones that are really gone. Don't count them. You can pretend, they won't notice, but don't count them for a minion. Yeah. What do you think, which category is he talking about? Which category can you not count somebody for a minion? What level are they excluded to be counted?
If they can't stand up.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that reminds me at one point when somebody was so drunk, he really couldn't get out of a seat. And we mentioned the minion was like, I don't know how he realized that he was not part of the minion. He was so upset. He took it very personally. Yeah. Okay. With regards to Zimun, however, in Shloshal Zimun Efshe Deshori, a person who is very drunk, he cannot be counted as a minion, but he does count for Zimun. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so just to recap what we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem, we learned Sif Aleph and Sif Beis. In Sif Aleph, we learned somebody drank Revius. Lechatchila, don't daven Shemoneh Esrei if you've davened Revius of wine. We explained that as well. And we said that it's not only talking about wine, it's in fact any other alcoholic beverage as well. We learned that if somebody drank more than a revi'is, b'diavet depends as follows. If he's unable to talk in front of the king, his tefillah is not tefillah, his b'diavet not yotzev. So he is able to talk in front of a king, then b'diavet is yotzev. What does that mean, to be able to talk in front of a king? How do you define that? Understand the sentences. Do you think that's what it is? Coherent? I think it's a bit more than that. Articulate your words. Yeah? Anything? Articulate your words. I think that we learned in it yesterday that the way on Shadav and Shemona Esser is that you have to be able to, as we learned in the beginning of Simon Sadi Ches, V'yachshev kilo yom edab lifnei ha-melech basu v'tomo yom esader dvorov mechaven lo yom yofi lebali koshel. You make sure that you articulate, that's good, concise and precise, and you know exactly what you're saying. So it's probably pretty much talking about this as well over here, that you have to be able to really articulate yourself and have a clear chetech hadibur as well. So that's clearly what we're referring to over here. We learned that Kriya Shema and Birkas Hamazon indeed is, Kriya Shema is the same halachah as Shemoneh Esrei with regards to Shah Brochas, including benching. You can say and daven even if you are completely drunk. We learned that somebody who is drunk does not count as a minion, but Zimun does. He can join in Zimun. And we learned that if somebody who drank a revi'is or less, if he goes for a walk or he goes for a little sleep, that's fine and that will help. And that's lechatchil after daven Shemoneh Esrei. If he drank more than a revi'is, then it won't help to go for a walk and it won't help to go for a lie down either. And we learned, so these are the main halachas that we learned tonight, and we'll carry on with Siv Gimel, complete the Siman tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.